Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Today's cattle futures market was a pretty eventful day. We had feeder cattle finish the day down 40 to 70 in January through May. August actually higher on the day, September 27 higher, August just 5 higher. But what made it so eventful was mid-morning we were down nearly $2.50, and almost $3 at one point. Then the market came all the way back into the close to only close down slightly. And then live cattle were unchanged in February at 125.92. April's were down 65 at 126.52. June's down 20 at 118.70. So mid-morning, the market was down really hard. Everybody was pretty bared up, worried about it selling off. And then it came all the way back to be nearly unchanged in most months. Boxed beef at midday finished about unchanged here overall, down 34 cents on choice at 209.08. Select was 202.76, up 64. And I think a large part of what we saw today, it was the first day of the year. Last week, or earlier this week, I guess, Monday and Tuesday, the feeder cattle index one day was down $5. And so that kind of jolted the market. A lot of the reason why it was down so hard was primarily due to the fact that there were no sales, and so light volume in the cash market is what drove that. But that maybe put the brakes on the buyers here, and the buyers were, you know, were sitting on their hands.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. It's the first big sale of 2020 for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Bell Ringer 33, broadcast live from Denver, January 8th and 9th. It'll be on Dish Network 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickBid.com at 8 a.m. Central Time both mornings. 86,800 head to be offered, 30,000 yearling steers, 18,200 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
We started the grain market today in 2020 with corn up 3 cents. Soybeans were unchanged here. Chicago wheat up a penny. Kansas City wheat gave it back today, down about 1 to 2 cents. And then March cotton finished today at 69.27, which was up 22 cents on the day. We've had a pretty good run here across the board for the grains. Cotton since the end of November have gone from around 64 to 69, so about a 5 cent rally here on the March cotton. The March corn, kind of the same story. We've been at the middle part of November on December 11th, we were at about 371. Today we closed at 391. And the same for the Kansas City wheat, July contract here. It closed down a penny today at right at $5. But if you go back to December 10th, the market, the low that day was 447. Currently we're at 502. So over a 50 cent rally here in about the last 20 days or so. So really strong run up here in the grain markets overall. The Dow Jones currently is up 227 points at 28,735. S&P is up 17 and a quarter. Natural gas today down about 5 to 5.5 cents. Crude oil is currently up 10 cents. So we're starting off 2020 with some pretty strong markets, I guess, across the board, except everything but the natural gas market.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.